This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abba'am. So I think the first time we're on like somewhat of a regular Sunday schedule in quite a while. So routine is very good. We had a share in the shul this morning how, you know, Cheshvan is the beginning of the year. It's like after everything settles, it's the beginning. Okay, so we're going to try to get a little bit, I guess we'll call it a flavor, from one of the major sugyas in Shas. That's the sugya of Psik Resha Dolei Nichalei. Perhaps also the sugya of Safek Psik Resha. The Gemara says that Rav was of the opinion that Bir Rishon is permitted Friday night. In the Academy of Rav, they attributed the lenient opinion to Rav. In the Academy of Shmuel, they attributed it to Shmuel. And the Gemara asked, does Rav hold that it's mutter just because you didn't have kavana? But Rav Shimi Bar Chizkiya said the name of Rav, a stopper of a barrel, you're not to stick into the spigot on Yom Tov, because Rashi says, because of Schita. So Gemara says, no, there even Reb Shimon would be Moida, you're not allowed to, because Abai and Rava both say Moida Reb Shimon, the Psik Resha. However, here in this case, it's not Psik Resha that you're going to extract blood. As the Gemara says later, Yesh Bekiyin Behatoya, there are people who know how to do the bee on an angle and it won't extract the blood. So Rashi learns that the malacha by Mesuchraya Denazaisa is squeezing. Okay, that's the malacha that we're dealing with. So we have to see Toisvus. Toisvus on Daf Vav. Hai Mesuchraya Denazaisa. Perush Bekuntras. V'chein Rabbeinu Chananel uva'aruch b'chad lishna. V'chein b'seder tanam v'amaram. The aser misham schita. The aser here is squeezing. You're squeezing the wine out of the shmata. Basically, you have a barrel. It has a spigot. You're putting the shmata in the spigot. And it's squeezing. So Rabbeinu Tam asks on Rashi, on Rabbeinu Chananel, on the aruch, da schita misham liban. What's the malach of schita? The malach of schita is when you squeeze out a liquid from a cloth, you're cleaning the cloth. But that's only if you're squeezing out water. But schita does not apply to other liquids. V'loy shaycha b'shar mashkin. That doesn't apply to other liquids. Z'chol dover hamalachlich es boiloy. Anything that sullies what it absorbs into, kagon yayin, v'sheichar v'shemen, like wine, beer, or oil, loy shaych liban b'schitasay, ela davka b'mayim. So the shita of Toisus is that schita is only applicable where it's cleaning in the process. V'raya l'davar miduloy gazvinam b'hu shama yischait k'may gabe mayim, k'namrinam b'elu k'sharim. The raya is they did not make gezerois by other liquids like they did by water. Like we said, Mesach the Shabbos, hoya mahalich b'shabbos, upaga ba'amas hamayim. If you're walking on Shabbos and you encounter water, what should you do? Heichi li'avid, linchus b'maya. You're going to go into the water, asli de schita. But we never find such a thing by wine, by oil, because by wine and oil there is no schita. V'tanya nami perik chavis. U'mestapeg bo'olantas, you could dry with a towel. V'lo yivya b'yadi, you can't bring it to your hand. Mefarish b'gemara da'asli de schita. V'perik beiz de'beya oimer, de'kulei ama ein matbion es kelim. We learned in Be'ah, Daf Yurches, that according to everyone, you can't be toivel kelim, u'mefarish b'gemara, gezerah mishum schita. So we find by water all kinds of gezeros we make because of schita. V'ilu b'perik chulin tanan, in chulin we learned, mesaninin esayayin besudarin. We constrain wine with a handkerchief. Amal gabayayin lo yigazvino mishum schita. We see by wine we're not goes because of schita of reish hamevi in the beginning of hamevi in Be'a. Nami kamar lifrois sudra ale. It talks about putting a handkerchief on it. V'loi kamar asli de schita. V'ayinu mishum d'loy shayach libon el agabe mayin. Schita is because of libon, and libon is only by water. V'ahad amrina perik mafnin im haisa tzricha shemen chaveirasa mavila besara. That which we say in perik mafnin, if you need oil, her friends could bring it in her hair. Uparach ayva asli de schita. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? You're going to come to squeeze it? And the answer is no. Umishani in schita b'ser. There's no squeezing by hair, but it sounds like there is squeezing by oil. Machan d'shach schita b'shemen. V'chem pergnoitel sva. Pergnoitel. Safa gemish by beis achiz mekancha by. A sponge, if it has a handle, you could wipe. V'em lave in mekancha by. Mishum d'asli de schita shemen anivla by. So a question, we have different rayas that schita shayich by shemen. And Rabbeinu Tam says schita is mishum libon, and it's only shayich by water. So it says Rabbeinu Tam on the third wine line, Amar Rabbeinu Tam dahavi mishum mefarek. No, squeezing is a Tolda of Mefarek. Va'asura k'may schita zesim, and it's also like squeezing olives, va'anavim and grapes. So Rabbeinu Tam is learning that there is a certain kind of schita that shayach by olives and grapes. It's not libun, but rather it's removing something from its container. So it's not schita mishum libun, it's schita mishum mefarek. So maybe Rabbeinu Tam says, maybe we'll learn that in our Gemara, it's schita misham mefarik. By squeezing the beer out of the shmata, it's mefarik. No. V'hacham Rabbeinu Tam delek alameimra da'asa misham mefarik. Why? Because you don't want the beer. The beer is going to be drip on the ground, onto the dirt. So mefarik is when you squeeze something out because you want the liquid. Here, the liquid is going le'ibud. V'hacha Amar Rabbeinu Tam delek lameimar da'asa mishum mifarek kivan sha'anizchad hoylech le'ibod. Okay, so basically, let's just set it up. We find Rashi says that the malacha over here is schita, and Tosis challenges that. What's the challenge of Tosis? Number one, the challenge is that libun is only a problem by Mayim. Elamai, you'll say the issue here is Mefarech. No, Mefarech is not Shayech because what is being squeezed out is going to be lost. So, but now Tosis continues. Very nice, what's being squeezed out is going to be lost. But it's a Psik Resha. V'yav agav to have a Psik Resha. Even though it's a Psik Resha, it's still Mutter. Why? V'chein pirish ba'arach. They're called psik resha. D'loi nichale shari. Any psik resha that you don't want is permitted. Okay? So the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam and the opinion of the Aruch is an inevitable consequence. That you don't want the consequence is permitted. Why would that be? But we know everybody agrees that Reb Shimon is Moida. Reb Shimon holds Davar Shein Miskaven is Mutter. Everybody agrees that Reb Shimon holds Psik Resha is Usur. Why would Rabbeinu Tam and the Aruch say that Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon would still be lenient by Psik Resha Dloy Nichalei? The Iker Rayasa Mipara Kol HaTadir. The main Raya is from a Gemara in Zvachim. Ali b'Reb Shimon, the Gemara in Zvachim says, according to Reb Shimon, Mezalfin Yayin al Gabe Ho'ishim, you're allowed to pour the wine of the Nesach HaYayin on the fire of the Mizbeach. Aye, but you're going to cause the fire to go out. Af Agav the Psik Reishahu, even though it's an inevitable consequence, Devade Mechabhu, Kivan Doloi Nichalei Ba'ai Kivoi Shari. You don't want it to go out. Now, this is a very important raya. Because as we're going to see in the Rush, There are Rishayim that hold that the Heter Psikresh Eloi Nichale of the Aruch and of Rabbeinu Tam is only by Hilcha Shabbos. It's only by Hilcha Shabbos. The Isra putting out the fire on the Mizbeach is not talking about on Shabbos. It's talking about in general. Right? Eish tamid to kad ala Mizbeach loisich be. And yet the Aruch is bringing a raya psugresh l'nichale is mutter by Shari Yisurim, not only by Shabbos. Okay? So that's very important. So when we start off, we present the Aruch who says psugresh l'nichale is mutter. A question to deal with is that a blanket heter and only Surim or only Shabbos? The Ikar Raya the Aruch brings, cited by Tosfos, is by Shari Surim. He brings another Raya. I mean, look, sometimes we do a sugya, it's really limited to the blot. I mean, this is one of the, you know, one of the top, I don't know, 10 sugyas in Shas, Psuk Rishal and Nichale. So that's the first raya of the Aruch. Va'oid ma'isi raya mi lulav ha'gazel. He brings another raya from lulav ha'gazel. The Kama Rebbe Lezer Reb Shimon, mima'atim anovim b'yamtav. Halach is like this. If you have berries on your hadas, the hadas is not kosher. You have to have more leaves than berries. So you're allowed to take off the leaves on yamtav. You're allowed to take off the berries on Yom Tov to be machshir the hadas. Perish anove hadas, says Gemara, uparchva masakein mana. But you're rendering it a valid hadas. It's tikkun mana. Says Tosfos, umukum la b'miskavin la'achila. It's talking about you're hungry, you want to eat the berries. Savrla ka'avua. Says the Gemara, okay, you're mechavin to eat and not to fix the berries. And not to fix the hadas, but it's inevitable. It's a psik resha. By eating the berries, you're going to be fixing the hadas. Uparch v'amoyder v'shem psik resha. Says Gemara, Mashani, no, loy tzricha de'islei hoshana achrita. You have another hoshana. What's the answer? You have another hoshana? L'chayra, the answer is, it's a psik resha, but it's loy nichalei, because you don't care to fix the hoshana. Because you have a different kosher one anyway. So we see psik resha lo nichale is mutter. Alma kivan de lo nichale. Now, Rabasi, we were discussing, what is lo nichale? Is it you don't want it or you don't care? Here we see, it's not that you don't want to, not that you don't want to fix it. So you don't, it doesn't matter to you to fix it because you have another one. Vloichayish b'hai tikkun, Tosfos says explicitly, you're not concerned for it. Shari, afagab de psik reishahu. So here's bottom line. Rashi says the isser of schita is, there's an isser of schita. Rabbeinu Tam asks, what do you mean there's an isser of schita? Schita is mishum libun. And there's no libun by Shar Mashkin. The proof is we don't make any gzeirois Hashem Yischai by Shar Mashkin. Elamai, sometimes there's an isra of schita of mefarik. That's only when you want the liquid. But if you don't want the liquid, there's no mefarik because it's psik resha le'nichale. And psik resha le'nichale, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Aruch says is mutter. What's the raya of psik resha le'nichale is mutter? Two rayas. One is you're allowed to pour wine on the Mizbeach even though you put out the fire. One is you're allowed to fix a hadas by taking off the berries when you have another hadas. So comes the Ri Hazaken, Rabbeinu Tam's nephew, and the Ri Hazaken says, no, we're not going to do the whole Tosfos. I just want you to get a little bit of a background. I want to focus more on the sugya of psik resha l'nichale. V'nira l'ri, d'loy kasha midi. D'ika l'meimra d'asar l'scha b'shar mashka. You could say it's prohibited to squeeze other liquids. Misham liban, kamayim b'mayim. When we call Makam Lechashinan Behu Shama Yischait, but we don't make a gezera by other liquids. I mean, really, to squeeze other liquids is a lav of schita. Why don't we make a gezera? Water, we're afraid you're going to squeeze out. We're not afraid you're going to squeeze wine because the item is stained and smells anyway, so we're not afraid you're going to squeeze it out. Kimen shatam v'arech nesharm v'begadim, and you would gain minimally ma'ad ha'yonenem b'schitasai. And regarding the other point, what about mefarik? The Reis says it could be aser alts mefarik. The beer is going le'ibud. I hold psik reshul enichale is aser. Ikulameimar, umatzina lameimar nami da aser misha mefarik. I viafa gav the psik reshul enichale. Psik reshul enichale is aser lechatchila l'Reb Shimon. The Reis says, I hold psik reshul enichale is aser, according to Reb Shimon. Just like Reb Shimon holds, malacha she'ena tzricha legufa is aser. The Aruch brought two rayos from Mezalfin Yayin Agabe HaMizbeach and from you're allowed to take off the berries. Nah, those are not compelling rayos. The rayos ha'aruch ain't on rayos. The rayos of the Aruch are not compelling. Tahi demata Reb Shimon lezalif yayin agabe ya'ishim. That which Reb Shimon allows you to pour wine on the fire. Ikala meimar de mitzvah shani. Yeah, you're allowed to do it. But you know why it's permitted? It's permitted b'makoy mitzvah. You're bringing a carbon, so you're allowed to do it b'makoy mitzvah. V'chein ahid islei hoshana achriti, and the I by hoshanos, ikal amemrisham mitzvah. It's for the mitzvah of hoshana. Or when the Gemara there by hoshana asks, it's a psik resha, and the Gemara answers, the answer is not since you have another one, therefore it's loinichale. The answer is since you have another one, it's not tikkun kli. It's only tikkun kli if you need a hoshana. If you don't need a hoshana, it's not even a tikkun kli. It's not the pshat if I don't need it. It's a psik resha. I'm definitely being masakin, but I don't care. A guy who doesn't need hoshana, it's not a tikkun kli. Tikkun kli is when you fix a chair. Taking berries off of hoshana is not a tikkun kli. It's only a tikkun kli if you need it. If you don't need it, it's not a tikkun kli. So Marv Rabbeisai, here we have a classic machloikis, the psik resha deloi nichale, between the Aruch and Rabbeinu Tam, who says psik resha deloi nichale is permitted, and the Riyaz Zaken who says psik resha l'nichale is aser. Now from Tosfos it's mashma, two important things. Number one, if the Aruch holds psik resha l'nichale is mutter, it sounds like he holds it's a heter throughout Shas, not only by Shabbos, because he brings a raya from Mezalfin Yayin Agabe HaMizbeach. Point two, the Ri who holds psik resha l'nichale is aser, do you think he holds it's Aser Midairaisa or Aser Midrabanan? What would you say? The Ri holds.
He says
Lechatchila. Is that Dairaisa or right? Okay, I think that's pretty clear. Lechatchila, that it would only be what? Midrabanan. But what's perhaps even more compelling is that if it would be midoraisa, then why would it become mutter b'makoy mitzvah? We don't permit isurei doraisa b'makoy mitzvah, but perhaps we would permit an iser d'rabbanan b'makoy mitzvah. So the fact that the Ri is willing to say, really psik resha l'nichale is aser, but by the mizbeach or by the hoshana it's mutter because of mitzvah, that would also indicate that he holds it's only aser midrabbanan. So let's begin with the Rosh. So I want to try to do three or four short things over here. Okay? Number one, the Rosh. Number two, what is the machloikis between the Aruch and the Ri? What do they argue on? Why would psik resha l'nichale be mutter or aser? Number three, I want to point out that Tosfos and Shabbos L'chayra holds that according to the Ri, the Psigrei Zlo Nichli is Aser, it's Aser Midairaisa. L'chayra, not like Tosfos here in Ksubis, who holds his Aser Midrabanan. And number four, I want to discuss quickly something called Safek Psigresha. So here we go. This is the Rush in Masechta Shabbos, a very fundamental Rush. Where am I? Okay, so the Rosh is Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yedaled, Perek Shemoneh Shvatzim. Says the Rosh, Aser afilu Reb Shem, the mother of Shem, Sekreish of Layamas. It's loy nichalei. V'loy shaychi kan divrei bal ha'aruch da'amar loy aser Reb Shem, Sekreisha eleicha denichalei. Why are we saying here in the Gemara that Reb Shem be moida that it's aser? Why don't we say, but this is Psikresh Lei Nichalei, and the Aruch holds, and Rabbi Nutam holds, Psikresh Lei Nichalei is Mutter. No! Hainu Dafka Le'inyin Shabbos! Tibayina Meleches Machsheves! You know why the Aruch holds that Rab Shimon is Maida, that Rab Shimon holds Psikresh Lei Nichalei is Mutter? That's only by Shabbos where you need a thoughtful act. So when the eventuality is inevitable, but I don't want it, that's not called Melechas Machshavas. Avol b'shar yisurim loy ba'inon denichalei. By other yisurim, we don't need you to want it. The Aruch's Heter is only by Shabbos. And you know what the proof the Rush says? That the Gemara asks by Mezalfin Yayin that you're not allowed to. The Gemara asks, V'hoka mechabeh? Afa gav deloy nichalei kibuy? The Gemara asked, but you're putting it out. So Tosfos brought a raya, the Psikresh Lei Nichalei is mutter, from the fact that you are allowed to pour the wine. But the Rosh is bringing a raya by Shar Yisurim, Psikresh Lei Nichalei is usur, from the fact that the Gemara asks, you shouldn't be allowed to. Karman Asana asks, why we bring a raya from the makshan that you're not allowed to? Bring a raya from the answer that you are allowed to. So I just want to bring to your attention the Chedushim of Shlomo Hyman. He brings, by the way, the Rush brings another raya. The Rush brings a raya. Are you allowed to neuter a dog? Okay, I'm going to hold off on that. So the Rav Shlomo Hyman says that the Shita, the Raj, the Raj, and the Ran, that you're now to drink Koishal Ikrin L'Rafua. In other words, Mishum Halav Desiros. Somebody wants to drink something that would sterilize them, to heal them, because there's a law that one is now to become sterile. Even though you're Mechavin L'Rafua and not to become sterile, it's also because of Psik Resha. It should be Mutter because Psik Resha Dloi Nichalei. No, Psikresh Lanicha is only Heter L'Inyan Shabbos, because you need Melechas Machshavas. B'Shari Surim, we don't need, there's no Heter. So Rav Shlomo Hyman just points out that even though the Aruch himself, and Rabbi Kiv Eger asks this question, the Aruch himself brings a raya from his Alfin Yayin, the Psikresha Dulei Nichale, is a heter by Shari Surim. What the Rush means to say is, he doesn't agree with the Aruch. Meaning, the Aruch and Rabbeinu Tam hold Psikresha Dulei Nichale is always mutter. The Re holds Psikresha Dulei Nichale is always usher by Shabbos. And the Rush's personal shita is that Psik Reish L'Nichale is only a heter by Shabbos and is not a heter by other Isurim. So, bottom line is, from our Tosfos, it is clear that the Aruch holds that Psik Reish L'Nichale is a heter for not only for Shabbos but for other Isurim as well. Okay. So Marv Rabbeisai, now the question is, what is the machloikis between the Aruch, Rabbeinu Tam, against the Rihazakin? Why would Psik Reisha Dulei Nichale be permitted? Why would it be Aser? Pashto says it should be Aser. We know Davar Sheino Miskavein is Mutter because the consequence may not happen. Psik Reisha is Aser because the consequence is inevitable. So why does it matter whether you want the consequence or not? It should be Aser because the consequence is inevitable. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman brings the following Chakira. He says, we could clarify Chakira, why is Psik Reisha Aser? Is it because there's a heter, if I'm not mechavin for something, it's mutter, because I never intended it to happen. But if the consequence is inevitable, then you can't say you didn't intend the consequence. You know it's going to happen. That's called kavana. Like this. You open up a fridge, the light goes on. I'm not opening up the fridge to turn on the light. I'm not mechavin to turn on the light. But it's inevitable. So maybe we'll say that since by opening up the fridge, it will turn on a light. That's called being mechavein to turn on a light. Since the consequence is inevitable, that's called being mechavein for the consequence. Or do we say no? Do we say that's not called being mechavein for the consequence? But since opening up a fridge automatically turns on a light, then turning on a light, which is the result, becomes part and parcel of the act of opening up the fridge. Maybe when the result is inevitable, the result becomes part of the act. And I'm mechaving for the act! So therefore, since the result is part of the act, not that it's called I'm being mechaving for the result, but it's tantamount to be mechaving for the result because the result becomes part of the act. So says Rabbi Chanan, if the Pshatim Psik Reisha is, since the consequence is inevitable, therefore that is called I'm mechavein for the result, not if I don't want the result. If I don't want the result, I understand. If I open up a fridge, the light's going to go on. So that's like I'm mechavein to turn on the light. But if I don't want the light to go on, because let's say by turning on the light, I have food in the fridge that's light sensitive. It's going to ruin the food. So don't tell me I'm having to turn on the light. I don't want the light to go on. But if the pshat is that I'm having for the act, the result becomes part of the act, even though I don't want the result, it doesn't matter. The result is part of the act, and I'm having for the act, and part and parcel of that is the result. The Aruch holds Psik Reisha Dulei Nichale is mutter. Why does he hold Psik Reisha Dulei Nichale is mutter? Because he holds the Isser of Psik Reisha is since the result is inevitable, it's like I'm a chavin for the result, but not if I don't want it. On the other hand, the Re holds the Isser of Psik Reisha is the result becomes part of the act. In that case, even if the result is lo nichale, it should still be asa. So look at Rabbi Chanan. Yesh lefarish b'zeh shnei ta'amin. Kugayin b'nazir choyfeif. Avaloi sarik. A nazir is allowed to scratch his head, but he can't comb his head, because combing his hair is a psikresha. Do we say sheyos kivan sheyodea dipsrikasa yidlar sarois? Since he knows by combing it will pull out here, mikri mechavin latrisha, that's called he's mechavin to pull out here. But if I don't want the hair to come out because the guy's balding and he needs to keep whatever hair he has, so that's still called eina mechavin, that would be the arach. Or do we say kivan divisrika yipsikresha latrisha, since combing causes inevitably pulling out here, so the pulling out of here is bechlal srika, is part of the combing. So therefore, even though I'm not mechavin to pull out the hair, but I'm mechavin to comb, and combing is pulling out the hair. V'sagi b'mashem mechavin l'srika, avshein mechavin l'tlisha. Da tlisha nechleles v'asrika. The pulling out is incorporated in the combing. And therefore, even if I don't want it to be pulled out, I'm can't feel loy nichale b'tlisha, ein lepoitroi mishum ein amaskavin. Da hamaskavin l'sriko, tlisha b'chlal sriko, kin di efshar l'zeu b'loza. Meaning you don't need kavana for the malacha, it's enough to have kavana for the maisa. I want to tell you another nafkamina. Another possible nafkamina.
Should a nafkamina be if you did a psik resha b'shaygin?
Now what, you forgot it was Shabbos and you opened up the fridge?
Yeah, so if it's...
If the pshat is, well, it's called a mechavein.
Right, so by b'shagig, clearly you're not mechavein because it's done b'shagig. But if it's part of the maisa, then even if you do b'shagig, you did the maisa b'shagig.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but either way you did, if it's called I'm mechavein, so what, here I'm not mechavein? I mean, I was mechavein to turn on the light, it's just I didn't realize it was Shabbos.
Or if you didn't know it was Shabbos, and you wanted just to open up the fridge.
Mm-hmm. So I want to share with you an interesting case. It might be similar to what you're suggesting. In Yoredeya Sin Peizayin Ois Yud Ches, we mentioned this yesterday on Shabbos, that if you rake coals under a pot, the Ramah says, you're now to rake coals under a pot of a guy. In other words, like this, you're in an inn, and the inn, how does an inn have heat? There's basically a stove, and the stove has like a channel that sort of pumps the heat into the different rooms. So you want to stoke up the coals under the pot. The thing is, in that pot, there's basar was cooked, chalav was cooked, and you're causing the bliyos of the basar v'chalav to be cooked, the Ramah says you can't stoke up the coals. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, so the Ramah says it's asar. Ask Rabbi Kiva Eger, why is it asar? But it's Eina Mechavein. You don't know if there was basar v'chalav in the pot. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, when does Eina Mechavein a heter? That's if the suffix is in the future. You drag a bench, you don't know if we'll make a ditch or not. But here the suffix is in the past. you don't know if meat and milk was cooked in it. So the says Rabbi Kiveger, it's what is called Suffolk Psikresha. What is it like, it says Rabbi Kiveger? We know that Taz holds that if you close a door and you're not sure if there are flies inside, the Taz says it's mutter because I don't know if there are flies inside, so it's Eina Mechavin. Rabbi Kiveger says, no, Eina Mechavin is only if you don't know what the future holds in store. But if you're just not sure about the past, you're not sure, did Goyim cook milk and meat? You're not sure, are there flies? That's not Eina Mechavin, that's Suffolk Psik Resha. So in the Olam HaYeshivos, they explain the Machloikas, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Taz as follows. The Taz is of the opinion that why is Psik Resha Aser? Because since the result is inevitable, since by for a nazir combing his hair, it will pull out here, so it's like a mechavin to pull out here. But if it's not inevitable, because I don't know, it's not inevitable by dragging a bench we'll make a ditch. It's not inevitable that by stoking the coals under the pot, I'm cooking milk and meat. It's not inevitable. Maybe the guy didn't cook milk and meat. It's not inevitable if I close the door, I'm trapping flies. Maybe there are no flies. I mean, if the lumdus of Psik Resha is, since it's for sure going to happen, it's like a mechavein. So that's only if it's for sure going to happen. It doesn't matter if the suffix in the future or in the past. But Rabbi Kiva Eger holds differently. Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that when the result is inevitable, it's not that I'm mechavein for the result. If the result is inevitable, I'm mechavein for the maisa, the result becomes part of the maisa. So if I drag a bench, I just don't know if it's going to make a hole. So it's not inevitable, the result doesn't become part of the maisa. But if I want to close the door and I don't know if there are flies there, it's not, well, we don't know. It's a suffix. It's not Eino Mechavin. Maybe there are flies there and the closing of the door, part of closing the door, part and parcel of it is trapping. Maybe not. Maybe stoking the coals, maybe a guy cooked milk and meat, so part of stoking the coals is cooking milk and meat. Maybe the guy didn't cook milk and meat, so part of stoking coals is not cooking milk and meat. So it's not that it doesn't become part of the act. It's a suffix part of the act. It's suffix Psik Resha. Sort of similar to the machloikis between Psik Resha and Delay Nichale, Mutter or Aser, that if it's because it's like I'm a chavin for the inevitable result, but not if I don't want it. So they use this to explain the concept of Psik Resha, suffix Psik Resha. But just so that you're clear, there is a geder in halach of suffix Psik Resha, which is different than Eina Mechavin. Eina Mechavin is you don't know the future outcome. Suffix Psik Resha is the outcome already occurred, you just don't know about it. It's something, a suffix about the past. Did a guy cook milk and meat in that pot? Were there flies in this house or not? Then the Taz is Mekel, and Rabbi Kiveger and the Rama are Machmer. Okay, it's just a little bit of a flavor but just be aware, the Shitas Ha'aruch is Psik Resha L'Nichalei is Mutter. The Rosh says he holds it's only Mutter by Shabbos. Tosfos holds he holds it's Mutter by all Isurim. The Ri holds Psik Resha L'Nichalei is Aser. And Rabbi Kiveger points out, Tosfos and Shabbos holds that the Ri holds that Psik Resha L'Nichalei is Iser D'Oraisa. Here he says, Vatosfos v'Shabbos Daf Gimel and Daf Ayin Hey, Mucham v'dem d'Israel, the Psik Resha L'Nichalei have a mamish b'chlam malach shen tzrich l'gufa, and it's a Iser D'Oraisa. But Tosfos and Ksubis holds that the Ri holds Psik Resha L'Nichalei is Aser Midrabanan. That's why he says, Aser L'Chatchila. That's why B'makoy Mitzvah, it would become Mutter. Okay, there's a little, just a little bit of a flavor of some of the inyanim here. Good to see everybody back on Sunday. I wish you a wonderful day. Bez Hashem, this week, Monday and Tuesday, regular time. So I want to let everyone know, I don't know if you're available, but you know, we learn Mishnah Brura every morning at 9 a.m. We do a daf a week. And tomorrow we start a new Inyan Hilchos Tefillin. It's also on Zoom. Okay, bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov, everyone. Have a great day.
Thank you, Rav.
Okay, baruch tia. Thank you.
Rav, can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.